We've been checking in throughout the past year with freshman members of the House, and today we checked in with Zoe Lofgren, who's a Democratic representative from California's 16th District, that's in Northern California, and with Fred Heineman, who's a Republican congressman from North Carolina's 4th District, that's in Raleigh. We asked both what they've been hearing from their constituents about the budget impasse and the government shutdown.
I'm now getting a lot of negative calls about what's going on here in Washington. People are angry because they just don't see this as a sensible way of doing things. They don't know who to blame.
What is a typical call that you get when you say people say they don't think it's sensible what's going on?
As they see it, I've been getting calls from veterans, from retired civil service workers concerned about, and people from Social Security are concerned about their checks. And to us up here, at least on my side of the aisle, there's great frustration. We think, and we've been told, and we believe that this whole budget impasse could have been handled in 48 hours or 72 hours. And we had high hopes back in December when we gave a CR in November, that 30-day CR would have carried us to a balanced budget by now.
A CR being a continuing resolution.
Right,
let's cross the aisle now to Representative Zoe Lofgren. And the table as well. And I'd like to hear what you're hearing from your constituents in California about the furloughs and the budget impasse.
Well, most of the people who spoke to me over the holiday weekend were frustrated. They do, many of them, understand that there is a very serious disagreement between Democrats and Republicans over what the long-term budget plan ought to be. And there are varying degrees of either respect or lack of respect for those disagreements. But very few people thought it was appropriate or responsible to close the government down as kind of a bargaining chit in that long-term budget dispute.
There's a report in the Los Angeles Times today that President Clinton, Representative Lofgren, is considering one of the compromises he's considering is accepting a capital gains tax or a cut in the capital gains tax rate. Do you think that, given the pressures of compromise and having to give up things that one doesn't necessarily want to give up, that that's a reasonable thing for the president to do before all this is over?
I think should the capital gains tax be on the table, balancing the budget while maintaining a safety net is going to be very difficult, if not impossible, to do.
But we hear so much about the Republican freshmen who are hardliners in this. I wanted to hear about the Democrats now. Are you prepared to see the president make concessions on issues like either capital gains or Medicare or block granting Medicaid or aid to families with dependent children, the hard stuff that's on the table?
Well, I'll tell you, I was in the group that met with the president for 2.5 hours 2 weeks ago, and we met senators and House members for all weekend. And I think people moved in both from the very liberal end of the Democratic Party and the very conservative end, understanding that nobody gets everything you want. But we really, all of us, including the president, drew a line in the sand that there's got to be a basic safety net for people in this country. We're not going to go back to pre-FDR days in that regard.
And safety net means a federal entitlement, a guaranteed safety net from Washington, not from 50 different state governments?
That's correct. There are ways to restructure, for example, Medicaid, which I spent most of my time working on, and I'll tell you, it does need restructuring and streamlining. But reform and restructuring is different than repeal. And that's what's been sent to the president so far with this block grant program.
Well, let's hear from Fred Heineman on this point. Can you imagine that compromise?
Well, let's stay with this now. The safety nets are there. We haven't eliminated any safety nets. And in fact, they've all been increased. From now until 2002, everything has been increased. Medicare, Medicaid, school loans, you name it. And in fact, there are very few things that have not been increased. And I think defense is probably one of them that has not been increased. But it's just a matter of degree. And I think that people at the highest levels in this country can sit down and discuss those safety nets and determine what's the best way for this country to survive on those safety nets.
But is the issue on the table, as far as you're concerned, that there might still be a federal program that ensures that poor mothers with dependent children will get some kind of monthly check, that that isn't just a state program with a block grant to run it, but that there's a federal program guaranteeing them something?
Well, I don't know about keeping it at the federal level. We're looking to send those, quote-unquote, entitlements down to the governors of the states so that they can better handle them as it relates to their states. Now, we're not for keeping food out of children's mouths or letting welfare people, as are on welfare now, go into the future with no safety net. We may be giving it to the states for them to look at it and handle it in a better way.
But if I understand the difference here, I mean, it's one thing for one side to be saying $20 billion and the other side says $10 billion. It doesn't take a genius to figure out where things will end up. But when you differ on a principle that can't be divided, like where should the guarantee reside, in Washington or the state level, you can't just split the difference on this. Zoë Lofgren, do I have that right, that you now differ about something that's not just a number or a quantity?
Well, that's been true, and I'm so happy that you mentioned it, because we've been trying, at least I've been trying, to get people to discuss that in the press for quite some time. There are very distinct fundamental differences between, I'd say, most of the freshman Republicans and the freshman Democrats, if that's, and I think Fred agrees, on what that ought to be.
I'd like to ask you both about this past year and about what you make of your experience as freshman members of the House of Representatives. Zoë Lofgren, you spent a year in the minority. Is this something that you've watched any number of veteran members of either house announce their retirement with some comment about what a rotten life it's become on Capitol Hill? Is this a place you want to come back to for a couple more terms? Doing this?
I did file for re-election, although my husband and I and friends did talk for a long time about it before we did. Being in the minority party, I've had to accept that, for the most part, the Republicans in the House vote as one, and therefore none of my bills will ever be heard. And the things I believe in will, for the most part, not be approved.
Fred Heineman, after experiencing half of a term in the House, what do you do? I mean, would you want to stick around for several more years, come back,
This? No. I've set my own term limits. And my term limits are three terms, three two-year terms. Now, of course, that's being a bit presumptuous on my part. As you know, we have to get elected every 2 years. But this is not a fun place. And at times it's a hateful place. And it's not something I envisioned when I came up here. Now, I had 39 years in law enforcement.
Yes, you were in the New York City Police Department.
I was in New York City for 24 years, and I was a chief in Raleigh, North Carolina for 15 years.
And you find the House of Representatives a more negative or bitter environment than, say, the New York Police Department?
I came up here to do a job because it was extremely frustrating at the job that I was doing. I quit my job as police chief to run for office to hopefully build something up here. And I think we're off to a good start.
Well, I'd like to thank both of you very much for talking with us once again. Representative Fred Heineman, Republican of North Carolina, and Representative Zoë Lofgren, Democrat of California. Thanks very much.
Thank you.